Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Mr. Eddie Coleman and his Mets report brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. And by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today. A little Tom Petty in the background there. And Eddie C. joins us now on a fan. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing?
Good, Rich. How are you? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Well, all good things come to an end in that seven-game win streak of the Mets dashed last night. It looked like it was going to be eight there for a while, but the eighth inning, good second guess. But, what was the thought process of leaving Peterson in there to try to negotiate that inning?
Bottom of the lineup, and actually, thinking about it afterwards, if he comes out and the bullpen gives it up at that point in time, everyone kills Luis Rojas. I think He hadn't gone that far. I understand that, but he retired 17 straight at one point. I thought he was dominant last night, I had no problem. I didn't think about it at the time. I said I wondered with 83 pitches after seven, whether he was going to go back out there. But I said, he probably should, and he did. And it didn't work out. And, again, he gives up the home run, and the bullpen ends up giving up the tying run and eventually the winning run. But, that's one of those games that you kind of look back on and say that should have been a win. And it should have been a win. They played well enough defensively and did enough good things during the night, to beat a Tampa Bay team, but they didn't. That's Tampa's resource. They seem to win games like that an awful lot. I don't think they're playing particularly well this year, but they're certainly responding when they have to. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and again, when the bullpen gives up runs late in the game when you have a lead, you tend to blame them. However, you only scored two runs, and it was a two-run homer from Villar, who's not big, big home run hitter. So the offense and Alonso, I don't know whether it's playing in his hometown with fans and everything, but 0-for-4, 4 Ks. The offense didn't do much.
Yeah, no, that was a tough night for Pete, obviously, and in front of his family too. A very tough night. I'm sure he didn't have a little trouble sleeping last night with an early game today. But they did not come through when they had to 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position when they had a chance outside of the home run. Lindor is still kind of stuck. I always give it 50 games at the beginning of the season, and they played 32 now, 18-14. But he's still on the interstate there, 195. I think that'll change, but three strikeouts for him last night as well too. That hurts in the number two spot in the lineup, obviously. McCann has not done much, but I think McCann's worth is much more behind the plate than the pitchers rave about him, and I think he helped Peterson last night. So there are some bats that have to wake up for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing with McCann. I've been disappointed in his offense. I was talking before you came on about double plays. He hits hard ground balls into double plays all the time, it seems. But he so many balls that would get past the catcher last year that he stops. And he calls a good game, and he's a very good defensive player, and he should hit better than he's hitting right now.
I think he will. What is he, a 202 or thereabouts? He's I think he will. I think it'll come. You know, he probably needs a few more slicers into right field. That's kind of his, you know, the way he goes. He goes the opposite way an awful lot. I think he'll pick it up. And he does have some power. But, you know, his worth is much more behind the plate. Like I said, the pitchers all, you know, talk about him and rave about him the way he calls a game and settles guys down, too. Peterson gave him a lot of credit last night, and he should have. You know, he settled him down in that second inning, got him through it after a bad second inning the last start. And, you know, to me, with DeGrom out, it's encouraging, you know, that the other guys do have to pitch well. Stroman and Walker. Walker's been, you know,
terrific,
just
yeah.
Brilliant so far. But, you need Peterson at this point in time because, you know, with Jake out at this, you kind of have a couple of spots in the pitching rotation that are tough to get by right now. So, and we'll see one today. I think that was a big step for Peterson last night. If he can continue that and maintain that, they should be okay.
Yeah, well, to his credit, he was on the ropes in the second inning, and we saw that previous start and got knocked out and messed up. But last night, got the final out, got the third out, and after that, as you say, retired all those batters in a row and looked dominant.
He's his slider is his pitch, but he had really good fastball command last night. You know, he spotted that wherever he wanted to. He went upstairs sometimes and mixed in the changeup too. So he's not going to overpower you, but he's sneaky. He can get strikeouts. We've seen that. He's had as many as 10. So he can fool you a little bit. And when he's got the fastball command and puts that where he wants to, then the other pitchers work off that. And they were last night. So I thought that was a very encouraging sign. What I'd like to see is just, you know, follow that up. It's been kind of, you know, one on, one off sort of in his career. So hopefully, you know, he can maintain that and take off a little bit.
Now, in the case of Lindor and McCann, as we were talking before, American League players, is it a huge, I know with interleague play, they see pitchers from the other league, but is it as big a transition, to go to another league and to see guys that maybe you're not as familiar with? Does it take a certain amount of time before you get comfortable, especially in the division?
I think it's less so now than it used to be. But, I don't know. I'm not going through it. I think it is, it's a transition that you do have to go through, and it's an obstacle. It's obviously been an obstacle for them. But I don't know if it holds as true as it used to, changing leagues like that. But I do think you see pitchers within the league. But, again, you know, they when you really get into division play and you see the same guys a lot, that may cure a lot of ills for both guys. I don't know. It should. That's what I think. But I don't know if it's, to answer your question, I don't know if it's as big a problem as it's made out to be, but it has some effect, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one thing to see guys on tape or on a computer, and it's another thing to actually see them live, so there might be something to that. Bit of a setback last night with Nimmo, reported some pain up at Syracuse, so maybe a few more days before they get him back. But Davis, they're saying, could be even this weekend?
Could be today, maybe. I mean, if he feels good, I think he was going to go on the Velo machine last night. I don't know how that turned out, but if so, he could probably DH, I would assume, today. I think that's a possibility because you would think McNeil DH last night. He could be back in the field, I think, today, and then you could keep VR at third base, and he's been a magician over there for a guy that really hasn't played a lot of third base. He's pretty much been a shortstop, second baseman. He's looked pretty good over there, and of course he had the two-run homer last night. So you may see JD today. I wouldn't be shocked if he's in the lineup, so it's a possibility.
Yeah, Villar made that great play where he backhanded, spun around on his knees, got up one hop, and then Alonso made a great scoop over at first base. And, you see the Mets make plays like that, and then you see the errors, and you're going, they're very schizophrenic. You know, they're bipolar when it comes to defense. They look great sometimes, and other times it's like, the guys that don't know what they're doing. So
yeah, that's probably a good way to describe it too, the way you did. It's that comes and goes too. There are days when they look brilliant out there, and I know Pillar has looked very good in center field, made some great plays out there as well, and Conforto. You know, for a guy who came up with a reputation of not being a great defensive player, his arm has gotten better, and it was always, I thought, pretty good, and he's made a lot of plays out in right field too. So they picked it up defensively. That's for sure, and they had to for sure.
Yeah, well, and Amaro running into the wall, face plant, boy, that was a scary injury. And he had it in his glove for a split second, then, of course, the wall knocked it out. But how is he now? I mean, he's got some residual problems from that.
Yeah, I think he's okay. I mean, he's on the injured list, and but I think he'll be all right coming off that. He probably can come off in time, I would imagine. But I think he's okay. That was scary. Yeah, that was kind of like Aaron Rowand, if you remember that catch down in Philadelphia with the Phillies when he ran into the wall in center. It was tough to watch, but it was a great play and almost successful too.
Yeah, and DeGrom, any feelings on that? So, I mean, what are they thinking?
I think, listen, if I know Jake, he'll probably be there on the 21st. That's my gut anyway. That's when he can come off, I think, the day before or that day. I'm not sure, but they play the Marlins. They have a day off right before it. He's throwing on flat ground. He hasn't had a bullpen yet, but he's repeating his delivery and the landing and all that stuff. It's still good. So, he's a creature of habit. I would expect that he'll be okay. And as long as he doesn't feel that tightness at all during the 10 days, I would imagine he'll be back out there on time. That's my gut feeling that he would be there on the 21st.
Yeah, and as much as they need him, I mean, he's probably the best pitcher in baseball. They can still piece it together. I mean, their pitching has been really, really good, and very much like the Yankees. I mean, I just had this conversation with Sweeney. If the guys hit the way they're capable of hitting, this team could be a real powerhouse. But right now, pitching has carried them.
Yeah, no, it has. And listen, when they score four runs or better, they win. They have good numbers with that, and that should be enough for this lineup. When you look at the lineup, you said, well, they should be capable of doing that on a nightly basis, and I think they will eventually. But you're right. Yeah, the pitching has. The bullpen has been good for the most part. It wasn't last night. It gave it up. But, for the most part, that's saved them a lot of games early on. The saving grace they have is nobody has really taken off in this division. The Braves are still trying to find themselves. Phillies have been a little bit of a surprise, maybe, but there's nobody that's run away and hid during this time, and they're still four games over .500 at this point. So I think they just ran off seven in a row, and we'll see if they can start up another one today. But I guess they have to be a better road team. They've been very good at home, but at the same time, I think things should get better.
Opener today is how they do it, or?
I guess. I don't even know. Like, Luis wouldn't say at the end of last night. It might be Lucchese. It might be an opener for Lucchese. I would imagine you'll see him at some point. We'll see. We'll kind of make it up as we go along, I guess, at this point.
Yeah. And, it's too early to make any evaluation of the hitting instructor, the approaches or anything. But do you sense any kind of different mindset going on, or is it just too early to tell?
Well, I think Pete Alonso talked about them yesterday, and basically said that they've been working hard at it. They're trying to change some methods, I think, and staying away from bad pitches, working on pitches in the strike zone. It's simple stuff, I guess, or basic stuff, but. Alonso had high praise for both of them, for Quattlebaum and for Howard as well too. So that's a guy who loved Chili Davis and Tom Slater as well. And there are a lot of guys in there who have a lot of respect for Chili and Tom and didn't want to see him leave. But for the most part, they've been very complimentary of what Quattlebaum and Howard are trying to do and trying to impart to them. So I think things are working as far as that goes right now.
Well, last week at this time, we were talking about raccoons and rats, and you were disappointed, same old Mets and the way they handled it. But I think they kind of rebounded over the weekend where, you know, they didn't necessarily have the players back and said that, you know, they didn't handle it well and the players came around. And it seems that, you know, mountain out of a molehill basically for a day or two.
Yeah, transparency and truth is usually the best way to go. And, you learned a lesson. I think that was a case of, Lindor kind of rushed in there from what I understood and kind of said, I got this, he's new to New York, okay? I know he's been around. He's a terrific player, but he's new to New York. That doesn't float here, and it didn't. So, things are past, I think, at this point. And hopefully you learn from that and you move forward.
Well, yeah, and I said, only in New York, Kalinic, goes 0-for-4 the first night, and Met fans can breathe a sigh of relief, and then the headlines, he's 3-for-4 last night with a home run and a double. Yeah. Oh, the Mets made a bid. So this is what you get.
I saw that, yeah. I knew that would make some headlines today, last night with a mammoth home run and a couple of doubles. Not bad, yeah.
New York, exactly. Just like I pictured it. All right, yeah. Eddie, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Rich, thanks. See you.
Eddie Coleman talking Mets baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.